You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I am Dan Keller, and this show was first aired on November 14, 2023. On November 7th, Motion 86 on forming a Citizens' Assembly on Electoral Reform had its first debate in the House of Commons. The motion seeks to establish a representative Citizens' Assembly, which would investigate alternatives to Canada's first-past-the-post electoral system, and inform the government on which proportional systems would best reflect the needs and preferences of the people in Canada. The motion was brought forward by NDP MP Lisa Marie Barron and builds on the work of Mike Morris, the Green Party MP for Kitchener Centre, who was the first to second the motion back in June. Morris's second was followed by 18 other seconders from the NDP, Liberal, and Conservative parties, including Bartosz Chagger of the Waterloo Riding. This cross-party collaboration is exactly what Fair Vote Canada, one of the grassroots organizations who contributed to the motion, hopes will become standard operations in governments under an electoral system based on proportional representation. This show features interviews with Kitchener Centre MP Mike Morris and Evan Rosamond, the co-chair of the Fair Vote Canada chapter for Waterloo Region. Motion 86 was debated for its allotted hour, with many MPs announcing their support for the idea of electoral reform. Bloc Québécois MP Martin Champeau applauded the motion and called for MPs to have the courage to take action when it is time. Conservative MP Scott Reid stated the proposal was quote-unquote half-right, but recommended a referendum over a citizens' assembly. However, support was not universal. Liberal MP Chandra Arya said that a citizens' assembly would be, quote, an attempt at entry through the back door into a proportional system, unquote. He then claimed that, quote, because of the proportional system, Israel cannot come to an agreement with Palestine, unquote. Arya did not offer any evidence for either of his statements. While the future of Motion 86 and electoral reform in Canada is uncertain, the debate in the House of Commons will resume in the coming months, and with hope brewing around successful cross-party collaboration, Evan Rosamond remarked, quote, it is better to talk a lot than to fight with everybody, unquote. Now we get to the interviews. MP Morris was asked about his work with Motion 86, and why he thinks a new system for electoral representation is important for addressing the complex issues facing the country.
The short of it is that we're tired of the same old partisanship that has gotten in the way of following through on the promise that 2015 was meant to be the last election under winner-take-all divisive first-past-the-post. And so we're lucky that we have a national organization like Fair Vote Canada and groups like Apathy is Boring that have continued to mobilize people around this. You and I both know so many folks in our community who have not forgotten that promise, and so many in our community who are disappointed with our current first past the post system, recognizing that there are better options available. We need to depoliticize this. We can do that by handing it over to a citizens' assembly, as many other countries around the world have done, giving them the resources and the expert advice to then have regular folks, kind of like a jury, make recommendations back to our parliament on the best way to move forward to improve our democracy. And I'm proud to have put forward a motion on this many months ago, to have worked with Fair Vote Canada on it, but even more so, a colleague of mine from out west has taken on that same motion, but she drew a better number in the lottery system of how votes come up in the House of Commons, and debate began on it just last night. There will be a vote on this over the coming months.
The Green Party MP then expresses his enthusiasm for the collaborative nature of the work being done on electoral reform, noting that Motion 86 has been seconded by MPs from four parties and is supported by the party membership of the Liberals, the NDP, and the Greens.
And so we've got a moment here for those who are concerned about seeing progress to improve our democracy. We can be calling on MPs across the country to support this motion at a time when the grassroots members of a plurality in the House of Commons. So Liberal, NDP, and Green Party members have all said they support a National Citizens Assembly on electoral reform. If only all of their MPs would support this, it would pass. Not to mention the majority of Canadians who want to see it. We need to put pressure on our MPs to work together. We have MPs from four different parties who have already joint seconded the motion. We're going to need more of those. We're going to see this pass. We're going to need a majority of MPs in the House of Commons to stand up and vote in support. And so it's a really important moment to bring the conversation around electoral reform for the first time on the floor of the House of Commons for debate, and most importantly of all, for a vote.
Now for Evan Rosamond, the co-chair of the Waterloo Region Chapter of Fair Vote Canada. Rosamond began by responding to Motion 86 and the cooperation MPs have engaged in.
It's heartening to see some action on this front. There is a long process to get this motion finished and sent to the government. And it's only a suggestion. It's not a law. But if enough MPs agree to it, that will put quite a bit of pressure on the government to do something or other. So this is great because we've all been working at this for years and years. And I'm not the longest serving one in Fair Vote Canada. It's been around since 2006. We're greatly encouraged, and we realize that the battle isn't over yet.
I see that seconders now include Carolyn Bennett and local MP as well, Bardish Chager.
Yeah.
What is the feeling in Fair Vote Canada about this?
It depends a lot on the Liberal MPs. We know that some of them are voting in favor of it, and there are others we don't know. But usually, before now, Mr. Trudeau just laid down the law and said, we're not talking about that. And that was the end of it, as far as they were concerned. There are also some supporters amongst the Conservative Party, which surprised some people. We've got all the Greens and all the New Democrats, as far as we know, and that makes 27 MPs. So a long way from a majority, which is 170.
This is calling for a Nationalist Citizens Assembly. What will that accomplish?
That's a good piece of politics. Citizens Assemblies have been used in a lot of countries and even in Canada several times. And the reason for it is you can put together a group who are not particularly political, who are not especially, I mean, there will be members of political parties in there, but in proportion to how many people aren't members of political parties, which is the vast majority. The problem with letting the politicians do it all is that they have to want to, and they're always sitting on the fence because many of them like the way the system is now because it gives them an advantage over smaller parties. So it's a conflict of interest. Using a citizens' assembly takes all that turmoil away from the politicians, and they will be able to say their piece, just like anybody else, to the citizens' assembly, but it doesn't mean that they will always get their way or they'll take their ball home if they don't get their way or whatever, which kind of stuff happens regularly enough. It is possible for the politicians to do all those kind of changes, but it's kind of a big advantage to have some nonpartisan people involved.
What would be the difference here between the Citizens' Assembly and the last round of consultations they did 10 years ago or so when they were trying to figure out if there was a different system other than first past the post? Would the National Citizens' Assembly have some actual power to get a new system put in?
It depends what you call by power. They should have a lot of influence, but the power remains with the government and the House of Commons. So will they come up with something different? Well, it depends on how the Citizens' Assembly is constituted. They will have a mandate to do whatever explorations and talking to experts and all that kind of stuff. But then they will be expected to put something, you know, either a report or something like that saying the system they would like would look like this. And they may recommend more than one system because there's lots to choose from, all with different advantages and all that.
What does Fair Vote Canada want out of this? Is there specific systems or just change?
Specifically, we want something that's proportional, meaning that if 40% of the voters vote for one party, then that party should get about 40% of the House of Commons. This will mean that instead of getting false majorities, which we usually get, we will get minority governments. And the government is maybe starts off as being just the party with the most seats. They will not be able to govern that way. They'll have to talk to other parties. And the places that use that kind of a system usually find that it works a lot smoother. Although, maybe there's more talking than ever. Well, it's better to talk a lot than to just fight with everybody.
I think that's a really good point. A different system than a first past the post may create more conversation, more collaboration. And I know right now there's a lot of discussion about how, you know, how divided we are, how all of Trudeau's moves are divisive, or Poilievre's speech is divisive.
Yeah.
Would a proportional system where parties aren't fighting each other but are, need to work together to get anything accomplished, could that bring a better politics?
Yeah, I think so. And a lot of it comes down to the individual politicians are not so likely to heap scorn on their opponents and all that kind of stuff, because they will begin to get the idea that just because somebody's on the other side of the aisle doesn't mean they're horrible people. There's always in the back of their mind that maybe they're going to vote against us on everything right now, but someday we may need those people to form a government.
Right.
And if you've made a lot of noise about how they're subhuman or whatever, they aren't going to join you. But the main thing is that enough to make a majority in the House of Commons will usually be coming from at least two parties and maybe three. Now, this has been working pretty well all over Europe, except England and France. Even the Welsh and the Scottish parliaments are set up on a proportional system.
Is there anything that Fair Vote Canada is asking people to do to get something going on this, to get the pressure on the government?
Okay, Fair Vote Canada's view on that is, first of all, they're trying to contact every MP in hopes of getting this thing passed. Well, the Citizens' Assembly is going to be meeting for maybe a year, so there's some time to go, but there's just barely enough time, I think, to get a new system in place in time for the next election. It's worth working. It's not impossible yet.
Anything you wanted to add to this before we wrapped it up?
The whole idea of the Citizens' Assembly has been done a bunch of places, and the one that impressed me the most was that the Irish took their most contentious issues and gave them to the Citizens' Assembly, and the Assembly eventually came up with the idea that really it's not so divisive. You know, when you sit down and force people to talk to each other and listen to each other, then even the abortion issue got solved in Ireland. Reminds everybody that power will always be shifting around a little bit.
As Motion 86 moves through to second debate,
we're hoping for a longer gap to the next hour of debate. They could do it all in December, but we'd rather after that. We need all the time we can, because there's a lot of MPs that need talking to.
You have been listening to interviews with Kitchener Centre Green Party MP Mike Morris and Evan Rosamond, the co-chair of Waterloo Region's chapter of Fair Vote Canada. The interviews focus on Motion 86 and the creation of a National Citizens' Assembly to investigate electoral systems based on proportional representation and to inform the government on preferred alternatives. The second debate of the motion, which was brought forward through cross-party collaboration between MPs from the NDP and the Green Party, will occur in the coming months. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.